6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning. That's when we join Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Department of Agriculture and Forestry, to learn some stuff, as we always do. Dr. Mike Strain, a respected and loved veterinarian on the North Shore. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you, Tommy?
Yeah, we had a little problem the other day. Grady had a little stomach trouble in the house, but I think it was the wallpaper he ate off the wall that didn't agree with him.
Yeah. Grady's been having a great time. They love to eat things they're not supposed to have, right?
Well in his defense, yeah. The wallpaper does need to go.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Well, maybe he thought it was extra tasty, you know. And that's what I tell Hootie. I said, look, you got plenty of dog food. You got plenty of treats. Why you got to go eat a stick, right?
Yeah. Door.
Yes. Well, I gave a cousin a Rottweiler puppy one time, and he had a Mercury Cougar. That Mercury Cougar had a rubber bumper on the front. Next morning he gets up, the Rottweiler has pulled the rubber bumper off the car and is playing with it as a chew toy.
It sounds like, what is it, Cujo, huh?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mike,
yes.
Let's talk about...
The puppy was happy.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Really happy.
I think the owner of the car was happy.
Yeah, no. You know, so he's a puppy, you know. He'll get better. Said, yeah, or he'll have to start pulling on a bigger car, right?
Yeah, you have to get a truck. We're going to need a bigger car. Tell me about Roseland, Mike. What's going on?
A lot of things going on there. You know, we've been working with, you know, all the different agencies, the EPA, the DEQ, Department of Health and Hospitals, you know, Roseland, also all with emergency operations. Everyone's working together. And so, as you know, there was a fire and explosion on Friday. And then during the height of the fire, a rainstorm, a thunderstorm, real strong storm, started. And
Mike, I want to ask you about that, if I might interrupt for a second. That really was the worst timing ever for a rainstorm, was it not?
Absolutely worst time. And if you look at the rainstorm, you know, it blew wind and rain through, you know, the smoke column. And the smoke column was burning up everything, you know, pretty intensely. And then what it did, It blew ash. It put water and a rain column through the smoke, which then caused oil and soot to fall out in the rain.
What's
so
the
you
word
had
I'm
almost like a black rain.
Aerolicized, is that the word or not?
What's that?
Aerolicized?
In Roseland?
No. Aerolicized, that made it like a mist almost, like it made an aerosol?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. But it was enough like raindrops, and that's what you see on the vehicles in the immediate area. Plus, with the rainstorm, the amount of oil or soot that was on a particular spot really depended on how much rain you had at that spot and for how long. And so when you look at what we're dealing with, it's not like saying you draw a 3-mile line around the plant. You have to follow the rain pattern where it pushed it down. Now, we've done a significant amount of testing on the soot and on the oil. And so DEQ, EPA has come out with a statement, and they basically said, you know, just out of abundance of caution, take general good hygiene precautions. And I recommend if you're going to wash your house, you know, wear a mask or wait till it rains, then wash your house. If you're going to cut your grass, if there's lots of soot on it, wear a mask. The determination has been made on the soot and the oil that the levels are not high enough that if you use good precautions, it should not be a problem. Now, besides that, you know, we have put out additional guidance working with the EPA, and I was, you know, on the phone, you know, really working on further guidance yesterday and the day before with Scott Mason in Region 6. And the bottom line is, if you're in that area and if you have any fruits or vegetables, if you have any visible contamination, discard it. It's common sense. Make sure all water sources for pets and livestock have been cleaned and are free of ash. Provide fresh water for all animals. If you have livestock on fields, if you have obvious visible ash on the grass, try to take them off of that and then feed them hay or supplement. And really, in a couple of weeks, that should not be a problem. We wish we had a rainstorm now to wash it off. And the bottom line is, use good common sense, do a good risk assessment. And we're going to be looking at, you know, if you can't take the livestock off, if you cannot take your livestock off in this heavily contaminated field, in other words, if there's a lot of soot right now and oil, watch to see if any of them get sick. If they get sick, call your local veterinarian. If your pets any animal has obvious oil on it, wash them. You can wash them with Dawn on appropriate animal shampoo. So just good common sense. But you could see the oil, and I traveled all through the area intensively all day Saturday, and all up, you know, even up until Wilmer and other areas. And it's where the rain moves the smoke plume. But they're getting it all cleaned up, and of course, it got into the Tangipahoa River, and that is being working on that as well. This is the beginning of our work with all of this, and so we just want to make sure that everybody stays safe and just use good common sense. And when you look at the oil and the ash, a lot of testing's been done, and of course, according to the EPA, the levels of the contaminants in the oil and the soot, if we use good common sense, use proper guidance, you know, and not do something silly, we should be okay. And that's where we're at now. We do have the ability. There were some heavy metals that were found, you know, in the soot and in that oily residue. We do have the ability to test for it. That is being tested for. But the levels are low. And so that is a good thing. That is a very good thing. And I really believe if we hadn't had that big thunderstorm, you would not have seen any soot or oil outside of the immediate area. And so now, you know, as this thing's getting cleaned up, you know, our concerns now, is, of course, to that immediate region and into the water and the tributaries and the Tangipahoa River.
Mike, is it as simple as drawing a circle around Raceland, a radius, or is it not that shaped? It's differently shaped.
No, it's not. It's not. And so, and the area is Roseland. Not, yeah, you, yeah.
What'd I say?
You said Raceland.
No. Roseland.
It is not south
to Amite City, north to Fluker. No. What would you say?
So, no, you know, most of it would be towards north and the east, and that's the direction. So what we have to do is we are actually getting maps from the National Weather Service to see the wind direction during the rain. Mm. That's how we're having to do it. And it's not. So there's different levels of oily rain and soot. In the northeast, actually, it went north by east more than it went south. Very little went south. I mean, very little. It was the wind direction and the rain with the wind and that thunderstorm that did this. So it's a whole different pattern. And as you know, with a thunderstorm, it's not like a slow, continuous rain. The thunderstorm is fast. It's rather intense. And it can be rain on one side of the street and not the other. And so that's how we're looking at, you know, the affected areas.
All right, Mike, tell me about, real quick, how the agriculture in the state changed after Katrina, if you can.
Oh, my goodness. If you look at Strain Farms, for instance, and everything, you know, we farmed, we were farming about 7,000 acres below New Orleans in an area, you know, known as citrus farms. And so, you know, where there used to be 20,000 or 30,000 head of cattle down there, now, today, there's probably less than 2,000 or less. It markedly changed that, and it also changed to where, you know, we used to have the marshes on the other side of the levees, and now, you know, we just have water. So it changed everything. If you look at the citrus, we lost a tremendous amount of citrus, you know, from the flooding and the salt water, and it really changed all the diameters and all the parameters for agriculture, especially from the I-10-12 corridor south. And, you know, we lost a lot of livestock. But again, you know, we're much more cognizant of the storms, but it really changed the landscape. St. Bernard Parish, a lot of agriculture, especially livestock, was lost and has not come back there. And here we are 20 years later.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure as always. God bless the people around Roseland. And I know you'll be on top of that and watching, keeping everybody safe. Mike Strang, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 655, 5 till 7, traffic now, WWL.